said, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is the award-winning journalist, Joe McNally. You know, Joe, all of this, and one of the reasons why I really wanted to have you on is I'm watching all these things just like you are, and I know things are not getting better. You know, when we were together at a different radio station, you think about just how, you know, good things were in this country for a lot of people, and now you look now at where we are, and I can tell you, Joel, it's, you know, it's hard to see all of the sunlight when people are in such dire situations, and it's almost as if our nation is not really focusing on other of our countrymen and women who are struggling. And that number is getting wider and wider and wider, Joe. And to his credit, Joe Biden with the Build Back Better plan would have addressed many of those things that we are talking, that I'm talking about. So it was destroyed.
In at least one case, they did directly. People have already started to forget that one of the important pieces of legislation that Joe Biden passed in his first
infrastructure
year
bill.
No, I'm talking about one that we then let the Republicans take away, and it was called the child. The child tax credit.
Yes.
The child tax credit in this country for a year was giving families
hope
in this country.
Yes.
Hope. It actually every single family, not just families in poverty, but families, every family, because there are expenses connected to raising children. We say we're pro-family and we're in favor of family values, but Joe Biden put some money behind that.
Right.
By, in fact, creating a child tax credit that if you were raising a family, unless you were extremely wealthy, because they had to exclude the very wealthy who really don't need any more help. Believe me, they have so many advantages in this country that it's ridiculous. The white supremacy does rule, no question about that. But in fact, most families just have extra expenses that no one else is facing, and this child tax credit did that.
That's right.
If there was a monthly check that went to families in this country, and the Republicans refused to extend it for a second year, and that is why it no longer exists. But that was one of the most important pieces of legislation that Joe Biden passed, and in fact, if the Republicans can ever get control beyond Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema in the Senate, it will pass as long as the Democrats continue to hold on to Congress. But we know that after November, they may not have the control of Congress anymore. So we need to control, to have enough Republicans defeated in the Senate in order to get it passed beyond Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema by the Democrats. But if that could happen, and people in Wisconsin have a great opportunity to add one more Democratic Senate seat in November by getting rid of the most embarrassing national embarrassment that is in the Senate,
Ron Johnson. You know, Joe, you talked about, you know, that bill that helped people. That didn't just help Democrats. The people who struggle financially in this society.
Family.
Yes. They're not just Democrats. And in all these other states that Republicans are in control of, there are people struggling and suffering in those states, and they ignore that.
And you know what? Mitt Romney had a family tax plan himself that he sponsored in the Senate. And you know how he argued that it should pass? He said, this is an anti-abortion bill. One of the reasons why families, when they have so many children they can't take care of them, one of the reasons it promotes abortion is you just can't afford another child. And he argued it was an anti-abortion bill. That families in this country need help, and they do. And Joe Biden actually had the legislation passed for 1 year, and Republicans refused to extend it.
You know, Joe, what you just articulated, families in this nation need help. These are American citizens, and they're not, from some other planet. They're Americans. And so I've never understood why we have people who are so opposed to people who struggle. It's not easy in this society. It's really not. And so people who don't know how to navigate it or who struggle, it becomes more and more difficult every year to be successful in this nation, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it just is. It was easier when you and I were younger because industry was in this nation and people could go and work a middle-class job. Work in industry.
Those jobs aren't in America anymore. We've allowed companies to go wherever the labor is the cheapest. And in fact, it's so cheap that it's inhumane. So cheap that it employs children, so cheap that people can work all day and still barely survive. That's the whole point of destroying unions in this country.
Yes.
Because we don't want people to continue to raise their pay and cost the government more money. Cost the corporations more money to cut into their profits. The profits right now, you're talking about all the economic struggles people have had in America. It's because for decades, wages for working people have basically been stagnant. They right. have not increased. But the wealth of the people who own those companies and own those corporations that they work for, they have certainly soared. There are more millionaires and billionaires in America today than there were when we were coming up, Earl. I hate to break that to you.
No, I'm aware of that. Joe, what makes it so unacceptable is that we see these things. We saw the middle class destroyed by design. It was by design. And then people who come after us, who didn't get the same opportunities that we had, those people are going to do whatever it takes to survive, and it creates a criminal environment. And so instead of doing what Joe Biden was attempting to do, what the other side says is we need more law enforcement. Let's put the money into law enforcement. It just makes no sense, Joe.
That is so crazy, because in fact it's creating crime.
Yes.
If we can keep people out of prison instead of putting them in, there would be less crime. really would be. I mean, prisons are breeding grounds for crime. They are breeding grounds for people to learn how to survive corruptly. If you can't survive legitimately, And they make people angry. They make people people feel they've been treated like exactly they're being treated, and ready to do anything to survive, and that leads to something ugly on the other side.
You know, Joel,
if you never do anything to make those people more employable, they never will be employable.
You know, Joel, and in this city, you know, where you spent so many years of your life, and we didn't have what we have now, not just in the city of Milwaukee, but these other comparable cities where death is around every corner. And people who struggle and don't know how to survive in a society like this rely on the lowest common denominator, self-preservation. And we can't, as a society, figure that out. That when the opportunities were there, we didn't have that. You and I lived at a time when we didn't have that, and yet we have it in abundance. And the answer seems to be again: lock them up, throw away the key.
Oh, but also make sure they can get guns anytime.
Oh,
they
yeah,
want.
That's the other part of it. You know, I was talking last week or week before last about the ghost gun that Joe Biden is attempting to do away with. And nobody can explain to me how it makes sense, Joe, that you can buy guns that are manufactured without serial numbers.
Well,
yeah, I know, but I mean, come on. I know, but that, come on.
And you know what? Our kids know that.
Yes.
You know, our kids are so much smarter than we are. And the kids of the most ignorant people on the face of the earth are so much smarter than they are. That's why they want to destroy public education. That's why they are really out attacking teachers and trying to take books out of their libraries. And the whole problem is they know their kids hate them. They know their kids consider them stupid. And they blame it on the teachers, because if their kids didn't learn about all these things, their kids would love them and admire them and think they were the greatest.
Hey Joe, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.